Past several years, one federal agency has ranked highest in the Office of Personnel Management's government-wide employee surveys as the best place to work in the federal government. That agency, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, based in Rockville, Maryland. But in an era where OPM is trying to reform the hiring and management of federal workers, how does NRC stay at the top of its game as an employer of choice? Well, as part of our week-long series, HR Reinvented, Federal News Radio's Max Kakis spoke to Miriam Cohen, the Deputy Chief Human Capital Officer at the NRC, who says a recently approved workplace initiative is part of the overall strategy.
I think one of the main things that we're very proud of at the NRC is that we really have a culture of continuous improvement. We try not to rest on our laurels, and we try to really look at new ways of doing things. And one of the recent enhancements that we initiated in the agency was a flexible work schedule, which we call New Flex. And we think with today's environment, generation, I guess it's now X, Y, whatever it is these days, the millennials, and one of the things that we know that they like is flexibility in their work schedule. So we are having a situation where we allow employees to start as early as 6 in the morning, work as late as 11 o'clock at night. It could be a combination of at work in a traditional sense, as well as a combination with some telework. So we think that providing that kind of flexible work environment will keep us very, very competitive with other federal agencies and even with some private sector organizations.
Could you tell me how many employees, maybe the percentage of the NRC work staff, will be affected by that?
Well, right now, the New Flex is available to almost all employees. There are certain employees that are emergency operations officers and certain regional inspectors that have certain responsibilities and certain time and attendance requirements. We have yet to begin a survey of the first line supervisors to determine whether or not they're seeing any changes as a result of the initiation of this schedule change. I think that started in November. So we're going to do a six-month review of that to see how the supervisor feels that the work is being handled in light of the changes. But from what we can see so far in terms of employees that are participating, by and large, most employees are keeping a fairly traditional schedule. Some employees are opting for some of the new flexibilities, but I think what we're seeing is with the fact that many employees, as you know, in this area are in carpools, and whatnot, a lot of employees didn't want to take advantage of some of the additional flexibilities, but we'll know more within a few months.
Tell me what you need at the management level, at the senior management level, reporting to the administrator, in terms of being able to keep track of the kinds of things like this that that employees will be interested in, and maybe incent them to want to stay with the agency as they have.
Well, I will tell you, the NRC really is incredible in the sense that we have outstanding top-level commitment and support for the employees. I've worked in different federal agencies, and I really have to tell you that coming to the NRC was just such a different change for me. People in top positions embrace a spirit and a climate of continuous improvement. And they really they don't just talk the talk, they really do walk the walk, and they're extremely engaged with employees in terms of their viewpoints. In fact, with the recent survey that was just administered, the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey, we're constantly soliciting feedback because we believe that when we get the feedback from employees, we can make the changes that people want to improve the workplace in the organization. I will also tell you that the senior leadership in our agency has monthly meetings with the managers across the organization to discuss issues related to employee engagement, employee relations, how things can improve in the organization. So the top management is extremely active, extremely engaged, and really committing to making changes that employees will find the NRC a great place to work. Regardless of whether we're number one or number three, there really is a very, very good climate of engagement and involvement.
And joining us right here, right now, live, is Federal News Radio's Max Kakis. Max, we've talked about the NRC a bunch of times, and it's almost on every list every time.
Sure.
NRC comes up. if not the number one, near the top.
Right.
So clearly they're doing something right. In your conversation, learn anything else that, what other lessons can other agencies out there learn?
Well, the interesting thing, Chris, is that in my chat with Miriam Cohen, a lovely person, by the way, she was just couldn't have been more helpful. She said that since the NRC pioneered many of these hiring reforms that are being proposed, like, you know, resume-only hiring and this new flex program that they've just initiated, in many cases they're in a very good position to help advise OPM on making these same kinds of changes across the federal government. In fact, NRC's Chief Human Capital Officer Jim McDermott is on an implementation panel on OPM. He's part of the Chief Human Capital Officers Council, trying to help determine the path for the rest of the government, and they intend on building on what they already know in terms of keeping the NRC ahead. But as always, you know, the guys out in front, they're not always going to reveal their hand on what they're going to do next.
Yeah. So has she been keeping track of what the OPM director, John Barry, is up to, and what does she think of that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Amy. She says that in a lot of ways, these hiring reforms aren't necessarily for people who are already in the government or who are maybe fairly recently with the federal government. These are aimed at the younger people, the millennials, the ones just getting out of college or the ones who are in graduate school right now. Says that many of these reforms will definitely make it easier to hire or for people to get hired for a federal job. You know, the fact that now you're going to be working off of resumes in the same way that you do in the private sector. And also, it'll
make away with those KSAs, for goodness sakes.
Go, you know, send the KSAs away. Yeah. But also make it possible, as Director Barry has mentioned in some of our reports as part of the series, to take advantage of software applications that have been developed in the private sector to help speed the process of evaluating resumes. Because for the longest time, for example, resumes in the private sector, if you submit them with a keyword field or, yeah, or with a group of keywords that can be scanned by a system, then, you know, if a hiring manager is looking for a particular set of skills, if you're very talented at putting in your keywords, then you can rise to the top of the pile when it comes to evaluating your resumes because of this new software.
And it's funny because we end up talking a lot about the speed of getting hired, and mm-hmm, I think it's a little bit shorthand. I am Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey pointed out to us earlier this week, mm-hmm, that it's, I'm not sure people, it's not necessarily speed, because I've applied for a lot of jobs and it takes a long time in the private sector too.
Sure.
It's going, disappearing into this black hole of information.
Yes.
We have no clue as to whether anyone even got it.
Mm-hmm.
What this, you know, if you're out of the running, at least let you know one way.
Right.
Those are the, it's frankly some transparency in the process, letting,
oh, yeah,
you know what, where in the world this stands in the process, which I think would be very valuable, particularly to the millennials, those folks coming into government.
Sure. They're not going to put up with that kind of thing. Director Barry from OPM has said it before. People who are in demand, who say like cybersecurity, right, experts, they're not going to sit around and wait for 5 months, you know, to find out, oh, you didn't get the job. You know, they're going to be in demand. They're going to be, you know, they're going to put their resume in, and maybe 1 month later, they're going to have a job. And if the federal government doesn't match that kind of a pace, they're going to lose out on really good people.